Shalom Tainus Yud B'Daf Yud Beis. We're starting from the Mishnah on Yud Aleph and Beis. So we had the Mishnah yesterday that mentioned that the according to one Shita Mishnah that you have the six on a Tainus Tzibur, you make this. You had six brachas. The Shia Tzibur says, which includes the brachas of Zichronos V'Shofros that you say in Rosh Hashanah. This Tana disagrees. You don't say. Shia Tzibur does not say the bracha of the brachas of Zichronos V'Shofros. That's only limited to Rosh Hashanah and not to any other day. Says the Kavan Eida. Kapsukim Shalom Rosh Hashanah is only said on Rosh Hashanah. Is not said on any other time. We don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. But it only says, Tanya Moshe says, it's also said by Rosh Hashanah, B'Yovlos, B'Shas HaMelchama. But we don't pass like Rabbi Yehuda. Elohimeh, what instead of those brachas, then what do you say? Taktein, we say instead of them, Pasik, we quote, the Pasik in Malachim, that the Rav, Kiyah, Baritz, Deviyah, if there be famine in the land, there'll be dever, be a plague. There'll be the word of Hashem came to Yimeo in a time of drought, in a time of this is the psukim that you say, you add on these psukim that you say would be the bracha that you quote the psukim. They talk about the terrible plague of drought of Yirmiyahu is talking about the difficulties when it's not when the people are suffering and people are to rub. There's hunger and there's starving and people can't drink. There's nothing. There's no water. There's no rain. So Meila, this is all part of that process where we speak about those psukim would be instead of zichos v'shofos. That would be what part that you put in. Zakta Gemara. Now we said that's so. Gemara wants another kash. Gemara wants to know, what about the end of the bracha? What do we do? What do we do at the end of the bracha? If we disagree with Rav Yehuda, disagrees, and so you go back to what we said originally on the brachas, Zok, Zichos, Shofros, but what's the ending? How do we end the brachas? What's the chasimas of brachas? So Gemara says, Omach Hasbeim, when we say the end of the bracha, we'll say the proper ending for these brachas. We say, well, it explains how we'll try. We'll try to explain the Mishnah. What's Chosmeyim? Says the Kavan Eida. Chosmeyim means after Zichros Chasimus Zichros. You say the same way you answer Yechosam the Bracha Shofros and Zichronos on Yom Rosh Hashanah. So the same thing you do over here. You Chosam it. You seal it. You close it. The sealing of the Tefillah is the same way you seal the Tefillahs that you say on Rosh Hashanah. Zakta Gemara. That we said in the Brach Mountain of Brisa, where we see the source for these six psukim that we quoted earlier. All the brachas follow the conclusions. All the brachas follow the chasima. And that the again, we don't know what this means exactly. The Gemara doesn't explain this, but it means that whatever the end of the bracha is said, the lashon of the end of the bracha, that's the crucial. It says the karbonei, the ikka bracha, yimaksin. The ikka bracha is the ending. That's muskim chasima. That all of it, the ikka bracha, as you mentioned, the chasima, that is the bracha. Everything goes after the chasima. Kol bracha zak chasima. So it all goes after. We'll see why in a minute. But that's the one that says all brachas go with a chasima. Ein oimeh bracha pasik. And when it does not say a pasik, a bracha, a pasik, you don't say a bracha based upon a pasik that we don't have. You say a tefillah, but we don't put a pasik into the chasima of the bracha. For that reason, we don't do that. It says the covenant, imkena bracha hashem a pasik, and the bracha is the because of a pasik. There's no pasik that's a bracha. You would think it's a separate thing. The bracha is not the keres. You think it's just saying a pasik, not the bracha. So we don't. We separate. We have a bracha. It's a tefillah. We don't say a pasik in that chasima sa bracha. Vakta Gemara. Here's the Rabbi Yehuda Galak. I'm giving the Amachas for Sam. Since you say the Bola Brachas Palo Dekos Mayim, your Bracha was this. Let someone say a Bracha. Let them say a Pasuk in the Bracha. What's the difference? The Iker is all the Kasima. So what's the difference if we have a Bracha afterwards? Let's say a Bracha afterwards. Be able to excite a Bracha. What's the problem? So the Gemara says, Amram, we say no. He criticized them. He said, is this young person wise? This young person, is he wise? He made a mistake. He doesn't say in the Brisa. Because he thinks, Malchus man, we think, what does it mean? All the brothers of Father Kasem, Shemayam and Bishakras. Person is davening Shakras. Bracha, Hiske Shoshavs. You remember, confusing, you said the Bracha instead of saying the Bracha Yetzer, you said the Bracha Shedra Marva Ravim. You said in that Bracha, it's Lila Dika Bracha. You put in the middle, Yotze. You think you're Yotze. You see, according to his understanding, you think that the Baruch HaKasim, as long as he started saying the bracha for the shakos, and he ended with the bracha of shakos, in the middle, you put the bracha of Mayrub, you put it would be fine. The question is, that's what he's saying. If that's so, is that what he's telling you? Is that that's the interpretation of the Brisa according to him? If that's so, the way called bracha of Kosamos, then all the bracha should be end Kosamos. Every bracha should be end Kosima. We should all have the end. We shouldn't have brachas where we have two separate parts. Every bracha should have the end Kosima. Every bracha should have not a psukim, not recording psukim, but rather it should be whatever the main of the beginning of the bracha, that should be the Kosima of the bracha. There shouldn't be something else. It's part of the process. Someone says it's part of the process, what we do. Everyone assumes that main Kosmaim, you have to be some, the Kosima should be the same as the thing itself. That's what, not saying psukim. The Gemara says, no. We bring a pasuk that's brought down in Yeshaya. They have to put in this pasuk, a special pasuk, to have mercy on Yachmat Zion. So Elon Amr, we say, according to the one says, Exali Veroni Yeshevis, we take Simcha and Zion, because you have a special grade, and you have a great tefillah, a great remez, a great pasuk, you're saying in your thing, Embo Brachmashon Pasuk. It's not considered ending based upon a pasuk. That's part of the bracha. It's not considered you're basing it upon the pasuk. Says the covenant, Embo Brachmashon Bracha Pasuk. I wish I'm a chasima b'shem, and you turn the full chasima, and you have a hefz to be damned to the pasuk. That's not called main chasima. That's not cool. That just in the middle, you have a pasuk, but the kasima is the part of the bracha. The kasima is the part of the initial part of the bracha. Ein mishum bracha a pasuk. That's not called a pasuk part of the bracha. That's a separate thing that you have a pasuk, but it's not a part of the bracha. The beginning and the end of the bracha is a bracha. It's not a kasima. It's not a pasuk. Therefore, it's not applicable. It doesn't apply to our question, to our sugya. It's not a stira. So the Mishnah says, "Alaka by sheet see, but we had the six brachas of Shmoneh Esrei." The Mishnah says again, "When did we say it?" So we said we had between Rofi Choli Amal Yisrael. And between Gol Yisrael, that's what we added. So then it comes out that we add all these brachas. She had Tzibah saying a lot more. So what should you add? What else should you add? So Gemara says, Al Rishonim, beginning of the pasuk, you quote the first of the seven. You're saying that day of Al Shlach Tzibah. So Gol Yisrael, the Sheikh Tzibah says, Rishonim Zavrim Yamaria. Amaria. But Yana Eskem Yashma called. They ain't go back and say, Yana Eskem Yishma, but Kotsa Gesem. But Toshim Gol Yisrael. So you see that the idea that this bracha said, but it said right away. And we don't see exactly what was said, but when later the Gemara said that was the bracha that was said. This was said at the time. As she had seen said by Amaria, this is the bracha that we said. It's part of the process, part of the bracha. This is the way we come out later. This would be the proper way to mention the brachas. So the Gemara says, this is what we said, look, the Gemara talks about, we go in Avraham Avinu and Amaria, and we had Son, Yitzhak, wasn't Yitzhak. Wasn't Yitzhak alone who was saved? The Avraham wasn't saved, Yitzhak was the one who was saved. But it may be appropriate to go with Yitzhak and with Avraham. The Gemara says, he was a Nigal Yisrael, he was a Nigal Yisrael. Once it came, then it became difficult, then he wanted to leave, so if it was saved, he saved it. He said, and then he goes, Shmuel, Yitzhak, commission, go ahead and save the next one. Commission's gone. He says, like, go ahead to the school, so being called Yisrael. If you're going ahead, you're saying it over the name of someone else, but be considered a prayer. So that's the Gemara, another way to explain the Gemara, another way to understand this. But I mean, Isaac Gemara says, who answered? Avram, Gemara says, Tzir, Abim, Hashem, Hashem, Abim, Yochanan. Amar, Abim, Akash, Baruch Hu. Think of Hada. Gemara says, "You have Avraham Avinu. You said you're Ben Olam. The world could testify when you said to me to bring my son up as a carbon. I definitely was planning to do it. I had nothing doing. I had nothing else. This was going to do. I held my shit. I knew what to do. Shabashal Ami Yagalak. When he told me I'm Yisro Kmenei, I had a battle argument. What to say? Well, I'm not going to say it. And you said it's yours, but rather I'm saying it more. Could have said what you're saying. But then I explained to you. Those are things I'm able to do. I called Yisro Kzeril. You could have Taina Nakash Baku. You told me yes to Yisro Kzeril. And now, you tell me to bring him up as an Ola, Steve, because I don't know what's again. Hashem said, no, I never said this. I'm not questioning you. I was covish my Yetzer, and did according to whatever you told me to do without any questions. Can you also say me my children go into a Sarah and I'm out. There's nobody else that go be a defense attorney for them. I tell my mother, go please, I need you to go out this broken. You go ahead and be an argument for them to go ahead to allow them to continue in the defensive of the second. It depends on what he's doing. Depends on his makom, of his maizat. So it's only allowed to do to be able to put the nashor more than that. But here he's putting it only for the ramas, only for those who are staying there, and that's not appropriate. That's inappropriate. Zot the gemara vayta. Gemara says, hey, we got a lot of talking about Avram's fear in Shem Yira. You mentioned over there that Kedis Yitzchak is something you want to bring. Gemara says, yeah. Well, I'm a smile the Elim Rachman because we're full of compassion. You see, they're going to check the sun. The world's going to be filled with back. And Rachman, that'll be saving. I think they'll be saving everybody. So Gemara says, this is what we talk about the log, about the moment, because Avram's going to save. We have another pasuk. Maxa would say pasuk after by the Akedah. Yitzchak was spared. Hashem saved him. So Gemara says, it was an aisle. So Sakba Karnav. What does it mean afterwards? What happened afterwards? What's the lashon? The one said, one of them to the other. Someone said, no. What does it mean afterwards? After all the generations. I mean, this person is going to sin even after, not just now, but Akal Kol Doros. He'll be, always be considered a sin to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I didn't come in Akal Kol Doros to stop Ik Bazar. In the future, your sons will become caught up in the sins and the services, and the service will be Masaka. Same thing, you go ahead and put them for the service. So this was something we had unlimited. And now I was telling you, this is the criteria. So the Gemara said, this is what the final thing is. We were the shofar, and the Gemara says, I always thought I'd do that. When I did that, it would help. The Gemara said, they helped him. The Gemara says, we go back, and we say, I'm going to show me the shofar, same as Taman. I'm going to show by a shofar that the proper way to produce the, to announce the redemption, to not the gula. So we also, Hashem told him, that would be the same halacha, how he applies. So the Gemara continued another drasha. Gemara says, Avram saw the aisle. Remember the aisle, there was the aisle in the Tzvach. He saw that it was really, that it was saved, because the aisle was caught up. The ram would go free in a certain tree and then go another way. And then the other one would go be plied. So Gemara is saying the first 10 years, we're telling you that the completely, Gemara says, let go. Gemara says that it would be not just the gamre. If he said fully, would be considered, that would be part of the truth that you have to do. So to the Kali Yisrael, from Shem to Avram, your children would get caught up in all kinds of machlekes, and Mistafka Melchios, they get caught up in the kingdom, in the Dalet Melochim, in the battles. Even after Hashem saves you, all of them are there. We go each one. We go to the, from being in Bavel to Madai, and from Madai to Yavam, Yadam Levan. Amal Levanim said to him, always like this, one after the other. Amalei, said, you can do that where you sow for the goal, eventually you're going to redeem them. But Kamshachai, you have a big problem because you took the Kranim, took the horns, which is valuable, and now you have to figure out how to divide it up. What do you do? You go to Taman. How you don't have a shofar? What are you going to do? How are you going to go ahead and make it be heard that you should be able to go ahead and be mistaken together, and the tefillos should be mistaken together and have a value, a benefit that the tefillos are going up all together? Says the Gemara, Ashiyom, the second group of brachos that we say, the second of the seven blessings that we gave. Zichronos, what do you say? Sheikh Tzibur says, right, we said it right away. So exactly the last thing is exactly what's no gain, what's important to the sefer. So the Gemara, that we said halacha by they went there and they dive in. Gemara says, I come answers that split into four different groups. In order not to do that, just to go to battle with them, shikwa. That Gemara says that I remember you say one group, the group. How can you say they went one was fell in, went into the another one said, "My calling me them, go back to them." Gemara says you can go back. That's the Gemara. You could find a way to war with the Muhammad with the Mitzrayim. Akasama connecting Mitzrayim. Another says cry to Hashem. But the difference is there are two different ways to approach the Muhammad. One says ready to go fight. One says that's Akash Brachu. The Mazakas. It's a big enemy. So what do we do? So we have to make Moshe, the Mitzrayim were chasing them. Moshe Rabbeinu said, the four groups, first group, he said, let's go throw ourselves into the Yam. And Moshe said, stand and let's see Hashem's salvation. They wanted to go in. Stay where you are. Don't jump in. So the second group said, said, let's go back to Mitzrayim. And Mamasha, we got some minutes, don't go back. You'll see Mitzrayim is going to be finished tonight. They're going to be soon. They're going to be at the bottom of the ocean. There's no one of them. So we said, Bios with them. Hashem fights for you. Fights the battle. So Moshe said, "Vezusha amim." That's what felt that we said. Because Baruch Hu fights, kind of in growth. And Moshe but see them. Moshe went ahead, cried out to Hashem about them. I'm like Moshe, you're crying out, Makeshvin. You're crying out to be seen. Matagurishon. You should be silent. That this is what's required of you. If you want to say, you want to go ahead. You continue to daven. Don't cry. Hashem answered you. You daven. You assume Hashem listened to you. Hashem answered you. So you stop. That's the time that it was done. It feels was done. Said the Gemara, another explanation. Gemara says, another Vedekai. What do we mean to say? What is how we explain this passage? Gemara says, I'm not so much to go back to Mitzrayim. Let me show you guys. Look what's here, Mitzrayim. Let's go fight the Mitzrayim. Let me show you. Hashem fights for you. You have to do that. This woman said that he went ahead. That he said, let's cry about Oh Shabbos there. That Gemara said, no, that Gemara Moshe. He said, that's not the Mitzrayim. I think most of that you can do. You can remain silent afterwards. That Gemara says would be acceptable to be considered a follow-up to the responsibility that one made commitment. This would be sufficient. I'll stop over here.